all the acquaintance.
He forgot?
I forgot.
Yeah, I don't remember the rest. So, a lot of things happened since last year. For those of you who aren't familiar with us personally, why would you be? We all...
Nobody likes us.
No, we all encountered a bit of a sort of hectic situation towards the end of last year. So the last two episodes of the show we recorded, which were respectively our Thanksgiving and our Halloween and Thanksgiving specials, had to be put on the hiatus for the time being. But we figured since this episode we were going to talk about our Christmases and New Year's respectively, why not just cram the whole fucking thing into one episode?
Let's just have a great big holiday hoedown.
Yeah. You know, there you go. There's the title. Great big holiday hoedown.
Basically,
you're a brilliant man.
All right, basically, well, think of it like a holiday turducken where we take Halloween and everything just put it into one big old thing.
Thanks, John.
Anyway. So, again, we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Pop. Old acquaintances.
We forgot. Anyway, so a couple things happened. We all, like, I think everybody in this room either got a new job or switched a job or something related with job.
Yeah,
kind of, I guess.
I mean, we don't really gotta go into it, but it's just that's one of said reasons why we're backed up. The second was again the Christmas and New Year's holidays.
Oh my god, yeah.
Is wonderful it? Times. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that instance, we need to talk about Halloween. Let's talk about Halloween. We're now at that time of year where things are starting to get really cool, which is good. You've also got the bonus of pumpkin spice is every freaking where. Right, Sean?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Spice. I got my pumpkin spice Keurig cups.
Yeah?
Yeah, paid with my food stamps.
Awesome.
Yeah.
your tax dollar's hard at work.
Your tax dollar's hard at work. No, I got more than that, obviously. But, like,
I would actually be really surprised if your entire
when you entire mean food stamps doesn't cover lobster.
I'd be more surprised if, like, that box of Keurig cups, like, took all your food stamps.
Like, that was it?
Yep.
No, it was pretty cheap. They were only, like, $6 for the box, but it was... For like 18 cups, it was really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was tasty. It was better. It's better than Starbucks. No.
Yeah, let's not really say much.
Well, yeah, but you know that's hipster's dream.
So now that we're in fall, a couple of things I've been noticing. Like last week, my girlfriend and I went to a pumpkin patch to pick out pumpkins because you know it's almost Halloween, that sort of thing. So we went, and I don't know what it is. I've never been to a pumpkin patch before. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because whenever we would get a pumpkin for the house, we'd buy it at like the grocery store.
Right?
We're just like, yeah, it's a pumpkin. It's fucking whatever. So we get it. And so we went to this pumpkin patch. And, you know, we went to the nines for the experience. We went, you know, we got our pumpkins first. Bought some mums, went on a hayride, went in this corn maze. Now, this corn maze, they're, like, really building it up as, like, come to our huge corn maze and blah, blah, blah. We zipped through that thing in 15 minutes. I was like, I thought these things were supposed to be difficult to get out of. Just on the wall. See, that's what I thought. I mean, there was a few times we ran into a couple dead ends, no big deal, but I was just like, I thought this was supposed to be hard. Those saps and grease don't know what they're talking about. This is easy.
Right?
Harry Potter. but no. So we did that, and then we had funnel cake. It was excellent.
Oh, funnel cake.
Oh, that's another thing I love about fall. Funnel cake. Not pumpkin.
Sugar pumpkin on top
spice.
Of this fry.
Has anyone ever considered trying pumpkin spice funnel cake?
That'd be
powdered
amazing.
Sugar and the pumpkin spice flavoring.
Yeah.
Has anyone
mix like the pumpkin spices into the
has
batter?
Anyone thought of this?
I don't know, but I might try it because all you do is fry batter. It's very
I know, right? It's just it's not a
fry batter. Pick up batter.
Right. It's not a difficult
cover with sugar.
Yeah, it's easy.
So sugar and cinnamon.
Right. So it's like it should be easy, But, like, you know, like, what are some other things about fall that you've gotten used to, Sean? I mean, like I said, this is the first thing for me, but, I mean, it's something I can see doing in years to come, but... Like
I know this is maybe kind of gay, but the smell of leaves. I don't know if you smelled that. Like it was like a smell of like freshly raked leaves.
Yeah,
it's really distinctive on the time and the place in fall. You're like, this smells like this, like this month and this, like, yeah, right here. It's just like it's
walk
that
outside,
it's
you
a
catch
unique
that
it's like this unique musky type of smell that, like, it smells good. It smells good. I like it.
Musk.
Musk. I mean, not rotting leaves, obviously, but, like, but no. You know, just...
No, the ones, like, that have just fallen off
the ones
the
that
tree.
Have just fallen off.
Yeah.
That have, like, kind of a florally... It's, like, flowery, yeah, musky scent. It's, re-
yeah,
it's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I like that.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, all the kids are in school, so that means, you know...
I'm not being bothered.
You're not you're not being bothered. B, it's really easy, just like for like what time of the day you want to go someplace, and you know that like there's not going to be much traffic on the road. Yeah.
I will say this much: I run into an issue because I live about like a block or two away from a school. So in the morning, when I'm trying to pick through the side streets to get through traffic, I turn around the corner and I'm like,
school bus.
There's 12 cars and a crossing guard taking her sweet time getting three toddlers across the street. Just pick them up and run, please. No, but whatever. So
toddlers? Are you just toddlers walking by themselves in school?
Why not? Totally normal.
Totally normal. Pick up a cab.
Yeah. Fine. So what else is there? Okay, so let me ask you this. Seasonal beverage for fall, what do you go with?
Besides pumpkin spice,
I mean, it could be pumpkin spice, whatever. I'm just asking you.
Anything like even though you can get it all year round, anything like an celestial seasonings, zingers, any type of zinger I usually like, like an orange zinger or like a raspberry zinger. They're teas that are really good. I like those.
We recently my girlfriend and my roommate and I have been really getting into cider.
Yeah, cider.
And, you
had
know,
some Zellgers on set that day. It was good.
It's really funny because you ever notice that like every season has its sort of like distinct beverage.
That, cider, you know, has to be that.
Right,
yeah.
Like fall would be cider. Winter would be eggnog. Don't you think?
Yeah, winter would be eggnog.
Eggnog or hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah,
hot chocolate.
Either one of those two. And then, like, summer is definitely either, like, lemonade or iced tea.
Exactly.
One of those two. Spring, I really can't think of a beverage that is, like, particular to that season. Maybe it's a carryover into the summer, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? It's difficult to pin one on that because there's no real, like... That's weird about spring. There's, like, no real thing you can really pin on it for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, the thing is, like, it all depends on, like, what you like to drink during that season. I mean, me, just because I'm just, I guess I'm weird, I, like, the colder the season gets, the more cold I like my beverages. And then the hotter it gets, like, I'll like coffee and stuff, like, that when it's really hot.
No, I can understand that. Like I said... with winter, like, I like hot chocolate and everything, but I don't drink it on a consistent basis.
Right.
I'll drink chilled eggnog, though, and I will drink a lot of it. What can I say? I love some eggnog.
And I'll fall face first on the couch and just...
Oh, so much dairy. What have I done? Right? It's both a blessing and a curse.
It really is. I mean... It's a blessing that you're so trashed off of dairy and booze.
Oh, SoCo eggnog.
And it's a curse because you're trashed off of dairy and booze.
Yep, yeah, SoCo and eggnog. Oh, great, good times.
Oh, so great.
Good times. Well, all right, so speaking of the fall, so obviously the two big holidays that come in fall, if you want to call them holidays, well, I mean, one of them is, but you have... Halloween, which is coming up in a few weeks,
and
then you have Thanksgiving, which is coming up next month. So, all right, so for you, Sean, like traditions on Halloween, what do you do?
For me, it's all about like getting some type of candy, which is usually pretty much everybody. Which is, I usually end up getting it whether I want it or not.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's everywhere at that point. I mean, I'm assuming at your workplace there's, like, a bowl there. There's like bowls of candy in that center place.
Yeah.
And then there for mine there's like a bowl of candy like by the office or at my punch clock. Like it's everywhere and it's like you just pick it up because you know it's free food. Like ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. And it's like over and over and over again.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you a question. Are you gonna give out candy this year?
No. I'm not gonna give out candy until like I'm kind of settled down. Like if I'm settled down in a house, like an actual house in a neighborhood, I'll give out candy. If I own a house and own land, I'll give out candy. I'm not gonna do it.
I remember
if I'm in an apartment, I'm not gonna give out candy.
Right? No. I mean, have you ever heard of those people who instead of giving out candy, they give out toothbrushes and toothpaste, like travel kits and stuff.
That's the houses everyone skips.
Unless you don't.
Well, you'll know because kids.
You'll know. Yeah, you'll
because
know,
rumor spreads fast. Hey, avoid the crazy house.
Yeah. All right, so what do you plan on doing Halloween this year?
Dressing up as Gandalf and getting hammered. Those are my goals. And if I'm mumbling, it probably makes sense.
Yeah. I'm mumbling. It's not because I'm drunk. It's because I'm Gandalf.
Exactly.
So if anyone ever questions it, you can just be like,
I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I've been.
You know what it is? This year, it's like I want to go to a Halloween party, but I don't want to dress up. I've just grown to that point where I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to dress up as anybody.
Wait, you could be Barf. You could be a Mog. Half man, half dog.
I could be a Mog, but I don't want to bother with the costume. I'm my own best friend.
Barf! Always with him.
I mean, yeah, I actually, a lot of people have been telling me that I can pull that costume.
You can pull that off so well. Yeah. I mean, in fact, really, anything with John Candy, because I think you really kind of capture it, like, at least with like the facial features. Like it's, yeah.
Ooh,
Uncle Buck will be really easy.
I was going to say, you know what I should do? I should just get a trench coat and a hat and a scarf.
With a drill.
And a cigar.
Bug. Fly. Bug.
Oh, God. No. So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I probably won't end up partying. Although...
You're probably going to the same party as I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this year's theme is, what is it, monsters?
It's monster. Like, as soon as I got all my, most of my costume together, like, they announced the theme, we're like, monsters! I'm like, well, shit, I'm gonna be fighting some monsters, I guess.
Well, no, so the theme was monsters, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go dressed in my normal clothing, and if anybody asks me what I am, it's like, oh, I'm a human. It's like, well, you didn't follow the theme. Oh, yes, I did. Because humans are truly monsters on the inside. just because I want to dick around with people.
Or you can wear, like, a Scottish kilt.
Say hello to me, monster!
Anyway, it wasn't that great. Yeah, wasn't that great, folks. And now we cut back to our Thanksgiving special, where we talk about many things food-related and not food-related.
Such as...
And Jordan's going to join us in regards to our second part of our, you know, fall discussion, which is Thanksgiving. And Sean, I think we had this discussion last year.
Yeah, we had it last year. I think basically the major outline of it was like kind of favorite foods and like what do you like to do with Thanksgiving, yeah. Favorite beverages, favorite desserts, stuff like that.
Yeah, so I figured obviously since we now have another person,
yeah,
we can discuss if you don't mind, Jordan. All right.
Not at all. Well, you know, Thanksgiving, I like to say, is a pretty important part of our family's year, although... I wouldn't say that they do much very different from, I guess, the norm. I can assure you, this is mentioned every single time, that it's the only day in the year that anyone even thinks about eating cranberries. They'll say, you know, my other people, I can't freaking stand cranberries.
Well, yeah, like it's mostly, I don't know if you do that, this cranberry sauce, I'm assuming you're mentioning.
Yeah, it's in the shape of a tin can when it's on the platter.
Oh, lovely, lovely tin can.
Now, here's a question, and I'll post this to both of you. Is it cranberry sauce that you have an issue with, or is it just the overall taste of cranberry in any shape or form?
To my knowledge, I think I've only ever tried the sauce. I've only ever tried the tin can form. So that might be an issue. I see commercials for Ocean Spray. They have a diet cola, and so thus begins the commercials, like some sort of polite war between cranberry farmers and diet cola producers, and the farmers wonder what plants produce diet cola. They're really stupid.
they really are dumb.
All right, well, Sean, so what about you? Is your only experience with cranberries strictly?
No, sometimes it's really like dried cranberries are really like, I like craisins.
Okay.
Ocean Spray makes craisins, like dried cranberries, and they're really good. And they're really good for you. It's a lot of good fiber.
Right, and it helps
push things through, so to speak.
Question, and you might be able to answer this. Craisins are just dehydrated cranberries, right?
Yeah, like raisins.
They're not some weird amalgam of raisins and cranberries.
No. They're just cranberries dried.
Back to what you were actually saying, Jordan, interestingly enough, Ocean Spray, when they sell you the cranberry, it's actually a mix of actual cranberry juice and a sort of fruit juice cocktail, basically. Actual cranberry juice is horribly bitter.
I've tasted it. R.W. Ketson or something. It's a kosher brand that sells this, but it's just called Just Cranberry Juice.
Yeah.
And basically, this stuff looks like syrup. It's like very, very thick.
Yeah.
And when you taste it, it's like really, really bitter. Uh-huh. I mean, you get cranberry like immediately, and you're just like, and it just,
I normally
it's sour.
Have to drink, yeah, with
yeah,
that stuff,
sour,
I have to drink
bitter
two
and sour.
Glasses of stuff. I have to drink cranberry juice, and then like every time I take a sip of cranberry juice, I have to immediately take a sip of water to wash the taste of cranberry juice out of my mouth.
I mean, that mixed with like some Sprite or something that you're akin to without any sugar or without with any high fructose corn syrup in it, it's really good.
Well, I mean, effectively, that's what what Ocean Spray is doing. They're just mixing it with another
fruit. Yeah, they basically mix it with like there's high fructose corn syrup. That's basically what they use.
Well, and as for the rest of the dinner, I'm pretty much just there for the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and some green beans for vegetables. And that's pretty much what I can always trust is there. I seem to recall several years ago we tried to eat goose instead of turkey.
Oh, geez.
How'd that go?
It was greasy.
Yeah, goose skin.
We didn't want to go back to that.
Yeah, goose can be greasy if like you have to pair it just a certain way, and you gotta use like I guess some types of starches kind of soak up some of those extra fluids that that geese have.
Well, there's one other I guess Thanksgiving tradition that we have is that my uncle and I, who are very scientifically minded, we have to go online and see what it is the doctors are saying about tryptophan this year.
It's not tryptophan. Tryptophan has a minimal impact on your system. It's the fact that usually in Thanksgiving you eat more than usual of per capita the calories, and then you're dehydrated because you're filled with up with so much calories, and that's why you start to go to sleep. Especially if you mix booze with it, and that dehydrates you even more. And so, you just fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, of course, like 5 or so or more years before that, everyone was saying, no, tryptophan and tryptophan only is what makes you tired. If you never eat tryptophan, then you can stay awake forever.
Nope.
And then, of course, that's changed.
Just,
that's changed over time.
Keep it to one plate, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, hopefully they won't come out with some random scientific report. Tryptophan causes Ebola. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to explode. Yeah, right. So, all right, let me ask you this, because I don't know about you guys. When I was a kid at Thanksgiving, I always had this tradition that I would watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
That's a good tradition.
I mean, I know there are different films, movies, television shows that do Thanksgiving episodes. So has anyone got a favorite Thanksgiving slash, you know?
I have a favorite Thanksgiving film.
Okay.
And it stars John Candy and Steve Martin. It is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep.
Yeah. Great film, and it's Thanksgiving, because they're trying to get home for Thanksgiving. That's basically the plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I can't remember who it was who said it, but someone once pointed out to me that most movies about Christmas that, you know, aren't Die Hard or Lethal Weapon are very hopeful and very optimistic, whereas there is no hopeful or optimistic Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
They're all about horribly dysfunctional families and wild, out-of-control conflicts that erupt over turkey.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess there's just no traditional movie or TV show I trot out. Although, if I had to pick one, I think I'm going to go with the Simpsons episode in which Bart destroys Lisa's centerpiece. This dates back to, I think, the second season, you know, out of 26 of them.
Yeah, I actually have that.
This is when they were kind of still, like the heartfelt.
Yeah, I remember that as being more or less the only episode in which Bart, on his own accord, realizes that he's an asshole.
Yeah, it really is. It
usually doesn't happen. I mean, okay, there was that one in which he pretended to get kidnapped so he could go to a rap concert, and then Milhouse's father was arrested for kidnapping Bart, and he kind of wanted to make up for that, but he didn't really.
Yeah.
Because the joke was that Milhouse's father finds prison life way more fun than his regular life.
Yeah, he is pretty much shameless from the then on. He does.
So, Bart versus Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a great episode.
Yeah, I love that episode.
He's just so sociopathic. It's like, well, there's no room on the table for the centerpiece and the turkey, so let's throw the centerpiece into the fire. Come on, baby. What's the matter?
All right. So we've gone over food. We've gone over television. Let me ask this, and this will probably be the last question I ask. Dessert. Now, obviously, Sean, you and I have had this discussion previously.
We can have it again.
Oh, I know we can have it again.
We can have it three more times.
It seems we've been joined by the other BGN Comic Shop host, Brian Massey. Yeah. And I think Brian has decided he wants to weigh in as well. So I guess we'll just go. We'll go around. So starting with. You want to start with me and then go around to you, Sean?
Yeah.
All right. So, starting with me, dessert for Thanksgiving, I mean, normally for me is either a choice between pumpkin pie or apple pie. Interestingly enough, and I it's a small segue, but today we were eating, me and my girlfriend were eating lunch, and we happened to, she bought a apple pie milkshake because they just added that as a seasonal drink. It was actually really good. Surprisingly enough, it was like vanilla ice cream, and then you could taste like the apple in it. I was like, interesting. I don't know if they put
it. Was it a smooth texture?
It was a smooth texture, but then you could taste like, you know, the apple chunks in it. You know what I mean?
Hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. All right. Let's move to Jordan.
Okay. Pumpkin pie is my usual mainstay, but I actually, you know, I actually remember asking. Asking, you know, the adults in charge of Thanksgiving several years ago if we could have pecan pie.
Ooh.
And you're probably not going to be surprised as to what inspired me to have pecan pie, because, Thanksgiving is also known for its Mystery Science Theater 3000 marathons. This is like 15 years ago or so, but I saw the episode Touch of Satan, which is about the witch who operates a walnut ranch, and the witch's son who is masquerading as her father because she's immortal and like forever 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
He's a walnut he's in charge of the walnut ranch, and it's must be the most back-breaking work imaginable, because he's always looks like he's sweating buckets.
Yeah.
And is haggard beyond belief. So of course there's a host segment in which Mike Nelson decided to He's just leafing through the catalogs of starting a Walnut Ranch, and he's already sweating buckets and about to die. And then up comes Tom Servo wearing a nice sundress and a straw hat, saying, "Well, that was Walnut Ranching. That's your problem, Mike. Me, I got into pecan farming. It is so much better." The line I'll always remember is that me, I already made my first million. Haven't even planted a single pecan. So I'd be like, "Can we have pecan pies?"
Just sold it.
Yeah. Pecan pie is actually really, really good. It just depends on what kind you get.
Yeah, yeah. Pecan. Right, yeah.
So Brian,
yeah, it's always been a tradition in my house to have pumpkin pie and pecan pie, especially because my dad's from North Carolina, so it's kind of a southern staple.
New York City.
So pecan pie's always kind of been around the house during Thanksgiving. So, funny enough, though, one of my favorite things around this time for dessert and whatnot, for, I would imagine, Thanksgiving, I've gotten really fond of apple cider lately. Oh, my God. Like, I used to hate apple juice growing up, but, man, like, apple cider recently, it's like,
Zelger's is so good.
So good.
So amazing.
Yeah. I know we've gone through like at least 6 gallons of that crap since like 2 weeks ago.
It's got like a fucking IV.
It's bad. It's
more cider.
To be fair, when we first started drinking apple cider, there was a reason. Is that my girlfriend has come up with this drink, which I think she referred to as mommy apple juice, Brian. Was that it?
Mommy apple juice?
Mommy apple juice.
Sorry?
Mommy.
I distinctly remember this because this was the one thing she said during a taping of the BGN comic shop. She otherwise was just sitting in the background silent, and then we started talking about cider for some reason. Then she rushed up and grabbed the microphone and said, "It's apple juice for grown-ups!" Yep. So I had to explain in the description for that episode that, yeah, there was some ghost woman who just ran by the microphone and said, screamed, "It's apple juice for grown-ups," and then left.
Yep. I remember that episode, yes. Well, her version of it is, if memory serves correctly, Brian, you're going to have to help me here.
Okay.
It is apple cider, and then caramel vodka.
Yes, caramel vodka, Smirnoff caramel vodka,
and she mix it in equal proportions, and it's
amazing.
The taste is so similar. It's you can barely taste the booze, which in any sort of drink is never a good thing.
I have to try this sometime.
Yeah,
honest. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, all right. So we've gone through us three. Now, Sean, I think I already know your answer. So I'm gonna
what just for
your favorite dessert? I think I know what it is. So I'm gonna take a wild guess. Pumpkin chiffon pie.
Yes, it's pumpkin chiffon pie with a side of vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. Really tasty.
I love how we're talking about food, and I've been hungry this entire episode.
You've been hungry, and then we talked about food.
That's I know. It was such a bad...
This my story of casting, my story of being acting, turned into food.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Bully going nowhere. The podcast you can eat.
Wow, that made me hungry.
I bet it did, Sean.
Yeah.
Anyway... Well, now that we got all those minor holidays out of the way, let's talk about the big one, Christmas. One that we prepare for 11 months out of the year.
Retail.
It feels like that, doesn't it, Jesus?
It is. It does. Okay, so I want to go around the circle today, and let's find out what people did. Now, Jordan, you advised me, you were telling me about a little situation happened over your Christmas break, and I want to start with you. Let's get your story.
Why, thank you. Well, I first and foremost, we actually had to kind of postpone the real Christmas celebration because most of my family was in Texas with my stepmother's family at the time. So I had Christmas on New Year's, so to speak. But as for Christmas Day, it was myself and my grandmother and my uncle were the only kin of mine who were in Maryland. So we hung out together. And we took in Catholic Mass on Christmas Day, and I don't like to talk about religion on the show very often,
It's a thorny issue, and if I can be perfectly honest, I've wrestled with my own faith for pretty much all my life. I've had an on again, off again relationship with the almighty powers of the cosmos, so to speak. But this particular service, this particular sermon, was so bad, I'm pretty much ready to just give up on the whole concept.
So this one sermon, and for those of you who aren't in the know, sermons are usually about an hour.
Yes.
This one was about 15 minutes, and then because we had mass was an hour, we had to leave room for shaking each other's hands and then getting smashed on wine and bread.
Wine and Ritz grape juice and Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't drink, so I don't even know. It could be grape juice for all I know. I don't really care. So it started with this like 15-minute sermon.
Okay.
And our priest was a young guy. You know, it's possible that he might be one of his first rodeos, so to speak. So when I throw out a severe hyperbole like that, you know, I guess I got to put that asterisk on it. But man, I'll just let you be the judge. It doesn't matter what your personal faith or creed is. Just tell me if I'm wrong as to thinking that this was an astonishing slap in my face.
Okay.
But so he starts out by doing the thing that Reverend Lovejoy does in most episodes of The Simpsons when the point of the scene is to illustrate how boring religion is, in that he just lists the 42 generations between Abraham and Jesus. Like, and then Abraham begat Isaac, and Ezrom begat Rom. And I forget most of them, but just, seriously, he's like, do you think Ezrom's wife asked him, like, seriously, you're going to name our kid just half your own name? try harder, Ezrom, come on. Like, hi, I'm Jordan, I'd like to introduce you to my youngest son, Dan, and my oldest son, Jor. Perhaps they can be friends with your daughter, Lynn, Colin.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right.
And so he just does this, and then he's almost done. He basically he could not have scripted this. This is just something that he thought of, and he's like, oh, this will be a fun, you know, aside to share with the parishioners. I'm like, well, I'm sure we'll get a kick of this. He said, you know, guys, I recently discovered that the Protestants really want to anglicize those names. They don't want to pronounce them correctly, and that shows to me just a severe disrespect, just a fundamental disrespect for our of these people to our Lord and to our proud heritage. I personally hope that by the time I die, all the Protestants will just be gone from the earth. That's my Christmas wish. So,
yikes.
I looked around to see everyone else in the audience and to see if anyone was as disturbed as I was. And no one was. I'm willing to entertain that maybe I was the only one paying attention. But did I seriously just hear this guy basically call for the genocide of all Protestants? I certainly hope they'll be gone from the earth before I die.
Yeah, that's.
I don't really think you can misconstrue that in a lot of other ways.
Yeah, that you can't really. You know, that's not a vague statement.
I mean,
that's a specific sentence towards a group of people hoping they will be terminated before he has been terminated.
And this is all because they won't pronounce Jesus's great 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 grandfather's name correctly.
Yeah.
Which is funny if you really think about it, because didn't the Catholic Church until the 70s do everything in Latin, and then one of the popes is like, yeah, fuck it, Latin's too hard to learn. English for everyone!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hooray! So they're one to talk.
You know, I didn't really thought about that, but yeah, I believe you're right. I was mostly dwelling on how isn't it kind of inherently disrespectful that we celebrate Jesus' birthday not on his actual birthday, mm-hmm. when all evidence in the Bible suggests he was born in the summer.
Yeah, it's like August or October.
I mean, for the most part, we just say he was born on at the end of the year, so we can trample over pagan harvest and renewal festivals.
Yeah.
Like that seems kind of disrespectful for me.
Manifest destiny.
I mean, I'd feel kind of weird if you guys threw me a birthday party in March. I don't
really
know.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
That would be kind of eerie to me personally. But anyway, so then he continues by.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even done yet. That was just the preamble.
Oh.
So,
oh
no! So basically, the body of this whole message is about how we should get together and celebrate an oft forgotten hero of the Yuletide of Christmas. Okay. That of course being that saint among saints, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he went on to explain how similar Rudolph's story is to Jesus.
Oh my God!
No. About how in his time Rudolph was ridiculed and looked down upon for his strange bodily emanations, I guess.
Illuminations.
And yet, he and he alone was the only one prepared to guide us, to get us meaning the other must meaning the other reindeer,
what?
Of course.
Fuck me, Ryan. Really?
Through. So all right, long story short, Rudolph.
He lights our way.
So Rudolph is basically the Jesus of Christmas, is what I'm
he
telling
died.
You.
Illuminati right. confirmed. And,
Rudolph died for your sin.
No, that was
and I'm like,
fine.
This was the point where I said to myself, I wish I had drove here so that I could just leave Nana and my uncle and just hang out at a GameStop or something for the rest of the day and come back and pick them up.
I literally just would have been like, all right, screw you guys, I'm going home. Rudolph is Jesus comparisons is where I draw the line.
I'm like, so...
Wow.
It's not like Rudolph is even a part of, like, the St. Nicholas sphere. He was created by a department store about 70 years ago, guys.
Oh, man. I mean, seriously. What the fuck?
And also, I mean, why exactly do we need to know Jesus' 42 previous generations to get to this story? That was entirely filler. Rudolph, just like it is in The Simpsons.
Question. This guy is ordained, right?
Yeah,
he's like legit priest.
Yep, this was his Christmas sermon.
I got nothing.
That's exactly what he came up for his sermon.
I guess that's true.
You'll go back for all our sins.
He was out of ideas. He probably watched the Rankin Bass special.
You noticed I mentioned how young he was, right? Like he can't have been he can't have gotten burned out on this by this point.
No. Oh shucks, guys, Protestants suck.
You know what that reminds me of? Does anybody remember that movie where Edward Norton was a priest and Ben Stiller was a rabbi?
Yeah.
And they both had, like, a sort of crisis of faith because they're both in love with Jenna Elfman.
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central a lot.
I can't remember what the name of that movie is, but for some reason that guy suddenly reminds me of him. I don't even know why. Because didn't he have, like, that, like, oh no, that was Ben Stiller.
I got a question for you.
And then at the end, Jenna Elfman leaves them both for Rudolph. Sean, what are you saying?
This is a hypothetical choice. Like, what if, alright, so you chose between this experience you've had and, you know, obviously you'll have the higher premium charge, but going to a Scientology church that very same day.
Ooh.
Which one would you choose? It's less the lesser of two evils.
Neither, clearly.
I mean, yeah, it's really, when you look at it, it's Rankin Bass. It's either
Rankin
Bass or
Star Trek
or us. No, but
don't you mean Rankin Bass or Battlefield Earth? Because
either or
between those, that's actually a pretty easy choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, that
when
is
you true. Were just learning to spell your name.
Spell your name.
Well, hey, wait.
I was learning about Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Elrond anyway. And Gene Roddenberry were friends.
That's true.
So I guess it's rather fitting that we decided to spend the rest of Christmas at a casino.
Sweet.
I mean, okay. Granted, we went there for the buffet primarily.
Ho ho ho! Snake eyes.
Yeah. So
Merry Christmas to me.
So there's a casino at Rocky Gap Resort in Western Maryland, and we went there for the buffet, which was quite nice. But you said, like, while we're here, let's just take some laps around the casino floor. Wow, it's just like apparently this is. I mean, I'm not a connoisseur of the pastime or anything, but apparently state sponsored casinos really love them some video poker or video slots. It's like it looks like it's an arcade.
Yes,
in there, this is where the arcades have gone.
Pretty much,
like 99.9% of all the games are video games in there.
You're just throwing like a Pac-Man or like Galaga machine,
they're running out of ideas for theming the specific slot machines. I remember Zach talking about the crazy taxi slot machines that he saw. He saw at Las Vegas. You remember that? Unfortunately, we didn't have those. But we did have a lot of Willy Wonka.
Wait. Old Willy Wonka or new Willy Wonka?
Old.
Yes!
If you want to view paradise, stick a nickel in this machine.
Hey, you said paradise.
Oh, God bless us, everyone. oh my God. Is there any more to this story? Please tell me there
okay,
is.
Okay, there was one craps table.
Yeah.
Which,
craps. Yay.
Which there were like 8 employees working around that, probably for want of anything better to do.
Wow. Yikes. Wow. Like, it's all video terminals, so if someone's screwing with the terminals, no one's noticing, because everyone's watching the craps table just in case somebody gets the idea to cheat so they can make $20. That's both sad and funny at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And there's some Wizard of Oz slot machines as well. One Godfather machine, like the one movie that might actually kind of work, or here's a no brainer: Casino, Martin Scorsese's casino themed casino games.
Wow, really? There was
no
casino. Wow, but there was a Godfather.
Would that have just been too on the nose?
I guess so. Hey, let me ask you a question: whose face was on the Godfather one?
It was a cartoon representation of Michael, I think. Kind of like how in the Godfather video game, they couldn't actually get
Al Pacino's
likeness because he was too busy with the Scarface video game. Yeah, it's pretty much that.
I think the casino, there should be like a baseball bat that you pull down.
Wasn't it like a ball-peen hammer?
No, there are metal baseball
there
bats.
There's so many
metal baseball bats.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that. I pretty much only remember the hammer scene.
There's that one. I mean, they also had the baseball bats.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, honestly, you know what would be great if they did with the Godfather machine? Have it just be a giant horse head. And, like, when you wait, it just vomits out coins.
Okay, so basically my Christmas miracle was I find religion disgusting, and I find gambling hilarious. So, I yield the floor.
God bless us, everyone. All right. Oh well, God. I don't think anyone's topping that, but let's...
Your turn, Brian.
Brian!
I had some salad.
We should have saved that for the end.
We should have.
It's fine.
Wow, yeah. There's no topping that. I went to Colorado. And
cool.
Land of legal weed. So,
oh, did you smoke up?
Yeah.
Did you smoke up with your mom?
No.
Aww.
No.
I remember that he very specifically said he was going to try to get his mom to smoke with him.
He said it to me too.
Dude, she was too busy with shit. But I did manage to smoke with my my cousin.
Cool. Word.
While he was in drag, so that was kind of weird. What? Yeah.
That makes sense. Never mind.
I'm just a sweet transvestite. Did you get that song in your head when that happened?
Very much so, yes.
Good times. Anyway, so anything else happened?
It snowed a fucking lot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That was, you know, that was the bummer about the Maryland winter. We didn't get, we got nothing.
Got a lot of rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, so snow, and you toked up with your cousin while in drag. What else?
I wasn't in drag, he was.
Yeah, details. What else happened?
Sure, he was in drag.
Yeah.
What else happened? I discovered Vine. Really fucking discovered Vine.
Yeah, you did.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, you did what I did. I went way too nuts.
I couldn't help myself.
It's like, seriously, he should have learned from your example. But yeah. No. There's like
I still have to go through them all.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Because I haven't been on Vine forever.
I know, right? Here's the funny thing, right? So I get on my phone one day while I'm on Christmas vacation, and I see that Brian, his friend, requested me over Vine. So I accept him, obviously, because why wouldn't I? So then I go through my Vine feed, and there are 23 different Vines within the span of 3 minutes. Every 2.2 seconds of Vine is created. 2/3 of that was from Brian Massey on that day.
Is he making more time to fit in Vines? How does he do it?
How does he do that?
I had a lot of downtime. Like, a lot of downtime, dude.
Apparently.
I was on vacation.
Okay, so, alright, what else happened?
The Vines are an entirely visual medium. Will we just be missing dimensions of their splendor by describing them on a podcast?
I mean, yeah. it's basically... Well, no, yeah. Vines are basically just YouTube, but it's 6 seconds. You're given 6 seconds to make a video. Mm.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really the it. So anything you can see on YouTube, you can see on that. All right. So, Brian, anything else?
No, not really.
Okay.
Very, very low-key Christmas.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn. I worked Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Hooray!
Yay!
Hey, somebody got to make that money.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug. Anyway.
Was it overtime, double overtime, triple overtime? What was the deals there?
Is overtime? Huh? Well, let me put it this way. I had already worked 48 hours by that point when I actually worked the holiday. So then I think I got another 8 hours, plus I get paid out for the holiday.
Nice.
So I used that for the following week when I knew I was going to be gone. Because that was the thing. I traded my Christmas and my Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because I wanted to take vacation, and my birthday was that following weekend.
Mm.
So, yeah, I had my 29th birthday. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 29, though I look like perpetually 18.
Happy birthmas.
You still look like you're 12 years old.
Yeah, your beard's really sketchy. Is it going to grow in with age, you think?
No, I got to shave. That's a problem. I forgot to shave when I left town. I was in a really big hurry because, well, I guess let me preface what happened to me. So, Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve, 23rd, I took my car into the shop to get my David Spade fixed. David Spade, for those of you who don't know, is the name of my car, because the power steering system was so jacked up that anytime it would turn, you go. So we all just started calling it David Spade. Well, David Spade finally got to the point where it was undrivable. So I took it into the place where I'd gotten it fixed originally. I was like, hey, this is still broken. What the hell? They actually looked at it, and they were like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. Whoever did your power steering flush the last time, like, left the car on. You have to turn the car off when you do the power steering flush, or as it does, like, a reverse vacuum, so it spits fluid out. I'm like, oh.
Joy.
Okay, cool. He's like, yeah, we fixed it, and we'll do it for free. I'm like, awesome. One less thing I gotta worry about. Thanks, guys.
I got one less problem without you.
Yeah, but then... While I have my car jacked up, they're like, oh, by the way, your two front tires are, like, down to canvas. You need to, like, replace those, like, today. I'm like,
fucked, bro.
I'm like, oh, that's not good. So I have to start shopping around the day before Christmas Eve for tires. Finally, I go to Sears, a trusted name in the automotive industry. And they say, okay, you can come in Christmas Eve. We're open till 6. And we'll fit them. I'm like, okay, cool, right? I get there, I drop my car off, and they're like, okay, well, we're not going to have time to do this today.
Fuck.
So
this is changing tires, right? This is all they're doing.
Yes, they're just they're literally just pulling the old tires off, putting the new tires on.
That took like an hour at Costco. I know because I used to do it.
Yeah. Well, so they told me, okay, well, yeah. So we're gonna have to do this Monday morning. I was like, no, I'm not Monday morning. Friday morning. So I was like, okay, can you guys drop me back off at work then? And they're like, no, we're not allowed to drive the cars off the lot. It's an insurance issue. It's like, so I got to walk back to work. He's like, sorry, dude. I'm like, okay, fine. So I walk back to work. No big deal. It's fine. It's in the mall. I walk from the mall back to work. You know where it is. It's like literally, it's like a 10-minute walk at worst, right?
Yeah.
So fine. I did. It wasn't a big deal. I could use the walk anyway, right? All right, so I get back to work.
Your word's not mine.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I said it. Anyway, so I walk back to work. I work the rest of my shift, and somebody was nice enough to give me a lift home. And then I realize as I'm getting home, wait, my house keys are on my key ring, which is with my car, which is at Sears.
Which is why I don't do that. I have two key rings.
Yeah, which is closed. So I'm literally locked out of my apartment on Christmas Eve.
At least you got a porch.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, he calls me and is like, bro, did you leave your keys? I'm like, first and foremost, I'm in Colorado. And second, even if I did leave my keys, it would be inside the house.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you, bro.
So Christmas Eve, I have to call my landlord at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, hey, I locked myself out. Could you let me in? Thankfully, he only lives like 5 streets over. So it was just the indignity of having to call him Christmas Eve to let me in. And then having to do it again the following day.
Good thing he wasn't like off on vacation or something.
Yes, I know. I was like, oh, thank Jesus.
It's a Christmas spirit. Thank you, Rudolph.
Thank you, Rudolph.
That's the show name.
Rudolph is my Lord and Savior.
Yeah, anyway. I still prefer that Rudolph is the Jesus of Christmas.
Anyway, so I finally got my car back Monday morning, and I pack everything, and I go on vacation. So I went to Liz's parents' house, and then we went to my family's. So one of the things I wanted to do on my birthday was I wanted to see The Hobbit. So we went to see The Hobbit. And then for some reason, they convinced me to go see Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. Problem is,
that
I've never...
a long title, by the way.
So you're totally lost.
I'm like...
You're like me, because I haven't even seen any of them. I think they're completely ridiculous.
I haven't read the books. I haven't seen any of the previous films. So
I
like,
saw the first one.
What is happening? Wow, that girl seems pissed.
Why is people wearing stuff from Lady Gaga? What is this?
Why is Donald Sutherland such a dick? And then that rendered in a moot question, because I was like, oh, wait, that's right. It's Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, he's been pretty tightly wound since the 80s, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say since Animal House, really.
MASH and Kelly's Heroes. Far be it from me to advertise the next episode of Geek Critique or anything. But
good plug, very good. All right. So anyway, so I did the whole family thing, and then I came back to town on New Year's. We were gonna go to the Havens New Year's party, but at that point, I was so wiped out. I was just like, can we just stay home and sleep? Like, can we just stay home and coma? Just coma?
Just coma for a while.
Just coma for a while, please. And so we did that.
Coma.
And then
coma,
I went back
coma,
to work
coma,
on the first. So that was my holiday. Sean, how was your holiday?
Sean! Oh,
wow, that took a lot longer than I thought it would. I thought it was a short story, but that took...
I have like nothing.
Aww.
No, I went to Hyattsville, Virginia. It was basically in DC, and just we had hors d'oeuvres. Christmas Story was playing like the entire day. So,
wait, Christmas what?
Christmas Story.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Red Ryder BB gun.
I just realized I meant to ask somebody. Or check myself. I was really afraid that any more, like TBS would show Christmas Story and then Christmas Story 2.
Ugh.
And then Christmas Story and then Christmas Story 2.
Uh-oh, no.
Okay, thank God.
No, it was just Christmas Story over and over. Fa ra 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 ra. That's racist.
I'll take the devil I know. Thanks.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I can remember there was a Christmas where I was single, and all my family is still out of town. So literally all day, I just woke up at midnight, and I watched Christmas Story all freaking day. I don't even know why.
How insane did you go?
I don't know.
Did your brain get mush?
I think at around 8 p.m., I was eating, like, I had poured milk into a box of Lucky Charms. Okay. And I was just going,
I am the king of eating.
I'm not lonely. Okay. I have Ralphie. And me Lucky Charms.
Well, I will admit, there was one day, summer of 1999, I think, when we just got a cable, and so, and we had one of the first years of the Sci-Fi Channel, and I, for want of anything better to do, I watched Dune 3 times in a row.
Wait, now, which Dune? Are we talking, like, the 2000 remake or the 1984 Dune?
David Lynch's Dune.
Yes! Dune. The real Dune.
Dune's about as real as it's going to get, honestly. I don't feel like I went too far off the reservation, you know, mentally from the experience. I don't think I jammed my hand in any shoe boxes to see how painful it would be, or
the pain. You know, I feel you. I love that movie. I'm sorry. The normal cut is how long? Like 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
On Sci-Fi Channel with all the commercials, it's 4 hours.
I think it was, because I have the DVD here somewhere. I think it was like the regular version is like 3 hours, the extended cut's like 3.5.
Yeah, that movie is audiovisual chloroform. I cannot keep awake. Especially like the Lord of the Rings cartoon, I'm out.
I think you did the same thing at The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first major conversations I had with my good friend Brendan after I moved here is that, you see, Brendan has read the book. And wow, just hearing the litany of difficulties in adaptation between the book and the film. Yet Dune was clearly the last Airbender of its day.
Yeah, but so, that was because a lot of it was David Lynch wanting to do something original. A lot of it was studio interference. There's still like a good chunk of stuff that's missing.
It still amazes me that it seemingly like a third of the entire budget was blown on the early scene in which Kyle MacLachlan and Patrick Stewart put their cubic shields up and like punch each other around. Remember that? That was an incredibly expensive special effects shot for its day, and the entire reason that technology existed was cut from the film.
Yeah, I know.
That the weapons that those things were supposed to guard against were not used or mentioned at all during the film.
Yeah. Which is irritating if you really think about it. Especially
if they had saved that money, then perhaps the still suits for the final battle would not have literally been mattress covers sewn together.
Really? They were only mattress covers sewn together?
Did they not look like that?
I thought they just looked like really bulky sweatsuits. Like, it's like, is someone smuggling salamis in those wetsuits?
And the last time we see the Baron, then he might have actually had a wire team lifting him through the air instead of that awful green screen shot of like a JPEG of him, you know, flying around the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenneth. Sad times.
Today's show is brought to you by Castwave Studios' Amazon page. Go to castwavestudios.com and click the boldly going shopping tab and search for everything from Apple iPads to zebra striped Snuggies. Oh, it's so cozy. This supports the studio and helps keep the lights on. Click the boldly going shopping tab at castwavestudios.com.
A letter from Santa. Or to Santa. Dear Santa Claus, how you doing? This is Billy. Remember me? Oh, I know. It's been a long, long time. Well, I grew up. I'm 53. I never stopped believing in you, but I kind of outgrew all the toys. And I know
You read every letter you get from all ages of girls and boys. So Santa, I don't need no games this year, and I no longer ride a bike. But maybe if you could see your way clear, there is one thing I really would like. Oh, I want a hooker for Christmas. That's the only present that I want. A real pretty tall girl, a real city call girl, and not some ordinary contemporary harlot. I see her wearing Christmas stockings, wrapped up in a big red bow. Oh, I want a hooker for Christmas, Santa, so give me a ho, ho, ho. Everybody now, I want a hooker for Christmas. That's the only present that I want. A real pretty tall girl, a real city call girl, and not some ordinary contemporary harlot. I see her wearing Christmas stockings, wrapped up in a big red bow. Oh, I want a hooker for Christmas, Santa. So give me the ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so now that we're finally to the new year at this point, I think we've all worked
2015.
All right, so what are we excited for in 2015? Like, let's talk film, let's talk games. Let's talk what we are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll start where we started with everything else. Jordan.
Definitely Avengers 2.
Uh-huh.
Definitely Avengers 2.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the films that I think most of us are excited about.
Oh, everybody here I know is going to rock it, at least semi-hard when that movie comes out.
My younger self wants to say Star Wars 7 should be my most anticipated film.
That's Star Wars, and Star Wars.
You know, I wish it well. I do.
Yeah.
I still wonder though if I would still be as excited about Star Wars if it weren't for Brendan's tabletop D6 role-playing game. That I've been playing for like the last 2.5 years.
Because you've probably been doing shit that's 10 times more interesting in that than you ever would see on the screen.
Everything he's told me, yeah, pretty much.
Yep. All right, so that covers movies. Mm-hmm. Any video games coming out that you're interested
in? Oh, let's see. I'm kind of interested in The Order 1886. It's basically going to be like a steampunk Gears of War PS4 exclusive.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't think of too many other video games that are poised to come out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, can you think of anything else you're excited about?
Well, I'm really excited to finally get the opportunity to defend my thesis, to get my master's.
Yeah.
Not sure if I mentioned that to you. Like, I was supposed to do that like 2 weekends from now, but something happened. One of the members of my reading committee is—he's like out of town for a family emergency or something. So they gave me an additional 6-month extension. So it probably won't happen until April. Don't get me wrong; I'm grateful for the opportunity to refine my paper. It could use. I am so stupidly rusty in regards to my academic pursuits. I mean, I haven't really had a class in almost 2 months and 2 months two in almost 2 years. Mm. And I especially have not really had a job that really exercises those muscles that I've gone to school to hone. So, if I may also mention, of course, another New Year's resolution, I would like to have a job in my field again. I've kind of forgotten what that's like.
Yeah.
Don't we all wish that? I know he does. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have a job.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're a cook.
Yeah, well, I kind of fell into that job, but whatever.
I kind of fell into food. It's been good to me.
I fall on food with my face.
Okay, so Jordan, nothing else I'm excited about?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Brian, 2015, what are you excited about?
Well, again, Avengers 2, that's going to be really awesome.
Yes.
I'm excited for San Diego Comic-Con because we're more than likely going to see finally a trailer for Batman vs. Superman, and I've been wanting that for, like, freaking ever. So, yeah. Screw you all. I'm excited for that movie. I see that look, Sean.
I see that look.
Yeah, it's I'm not going to take away your excitedness. I'm gonna, like
my excitedness.
Yeah, I don't think you would like them apples, but
yeah. Well, I mean, I think this year San Diego Comic Con is going to be pretty damn big. That's going to be really awesome. Again, the Niagara Falls trip, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so yeah, we're actually going to go up to Niagara Falls Comic Con in June, which is going to be pretty awesome.
I'm excited for Star Wars. Yes. I am. I'm excited for Star Wars.
Yes.
And my New Year's resolution was to sometime this year actually go out to L.A. and try and audition for some films, so...
All right.
Hey, all right.
Hey, way to go, bro. Okay, so I guess it's to me now. What am I excited about? I'm excited for, let's see, for Regeneration Who, for Magfest.
You sound so excited.
There are so many things, Brian. So you guys are just naming one or two things. I'm excited about everything. Like, you got Magfest, you got Regeneration Who, you got Awesome Con. You got Niagara Falls Comic Con.
You owe me a Coke, Colin.
He didn't say Jinx. Jinx, now you owe me a Coke. Anyway, what else am I excited about? I am excited about Master Chief Collection. I want to play it. I know it's been out for a while.
I'm guessing that you're hopeful that 2015 will bring resolution to the multiplayer issues.
Yeah. I mean, I own an Xbox One. I haven't played it yet, but I'm assuming at MAGFest I might get the opportunity, which would...
Dude, come over.
When?
Well, you didn't say you want to play. You just asked me. I want to play it. I'm like, all right, we'll set up.
I
want to
play too. Shit.
It's not... I don't really care. I have Killzone.
Yeah.
That's PlayStation.
There you go. What else am I excited about? The Star Wars. Although, when I say Star Wars, yes, I'm excited that Episode 7 is coming out. But I'm more excited about Star Wars Revisited Empire is finally gonna freaking come out. Why? Because he shot the last freaking scene he needed to shoot. Now all he's gotta do is clip it together.
Quick, edit it!
Yeah, I've been talking about this before. I'm trying to think of, like, how would I actually improve Empire? Because that is far and away my favorite entry.
Improve it from Special Edition.
Yeah, we're talking... The thing is that...
And even the Special Edition didn't add that much. I mean, okay, it gave Boba Fett an Australian accent. And it gave the Emperor a few more wrinkles.
I can tell you a couple things that it's going to do.
The monkey-eyed lady.
One, it's... I don't know if you've seen the Blu-rays or the DVDs of the Special Edition. But if you've noticed that it's all been tinted blue from the original edition... If you look at them side by side, and they show the side by side comparison,
to make it look colder.
I don't know. I wasn't there when LucasArts did the decision for the color correction.
I don't
correction.
Think anybody was there when I Lucas want, started doing things
I,
like that.
I wanted to be blue, yeah, just blue.
No, George, it's not blue.
I like LFL 65.
Anyway, so I'm excited about that. Well, and that's probably one of the other things, Jordan, is that they're switching back to the original voice for Boba Fett. Which I actually prefer to Django's voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's no good to me, Date. Why? We don't care about Django. Django is a non-issue.
But he wasn't chained.
Nah, shut up. You whore. Let's see. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Excited about so many things. I'll turn 30 this year. That's weird.
Not latest.
Not yet. Shut up.
Really, Medicare.
Shut up.
I actually work in insurance now. You have to be 65 to qualify for Medicare.
Aww.
Not quite yet.
Womp womp.
We'll get you soon.
If you make it.
Yeah, if I make it.
35 years. I'm waiting.
Double what you just did and add 5 years.
35.
Yeah, we can do math. Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited at the fact that the Buffalo Bills might actually be good this year. That's exciting. They ended this year with a winning record.
Were they in the playoffs?
No, they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. They did end the season with a winning record, so that's at least one step forward.
Yeah. And two steps
forward. One giant move for Niagara Falls.
No, that town's still a shithole.
One step backward for Tim.
Let me put it this way. I love that. I love going there. It's very nice to visit. But it's not very good to live in. It's just not.
At least your team's not owned by Bon Jovi.
That is true.
Who says you can't go home?
Shut up.
You know that shit's...
It's all right.
You know that shit's still banned?
What?
They banned Bon Jovi in Buffalo.
And they haven't lifted it. It's like Prohibition.
Nope. You know, but it's my life.
It's like Bonibition.
It's now or never.
I feel like I probably miss bad medicine most of all.
Really?
I don't know. I heard that song on Rock Band, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, I bet this song has been played more for to back up nurse themed strippers than for any other reason combined.
Yes,
I mean, shot to the heart.
Okay. You're too late.
You give love
a bad name. Anyway, Sean, what are you excited about in 2015?
All the things.
Is it Star Wars? I bet it's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars, yes.
Yay!
Star Wars.
I was right.
I'm excited for three reasons. Star Wars. Yeah, I'm really, obviously, really excited for that movie. I'm also excited for Pixar's new one, Inside Out. That looks really funny.
Oh my god, yes it does.
Yes, that one looks really good.
That was really freaking good.
I'm kind of curious of the Pixels. It's a new film from... it's an Adam Sandler movie. I don't know why I'm excited about it, but
you know,
it's about Pac-Man and like all these arcade.
I've heard about it, and I think it's
attacking people.
It's a follow up. I think it's now because Wreck-It Ralph hit so big at the box office. I think people are now going to try and see what they can finagle out of.
I was actually under the impression that Wreck-It Ralph didn't hit that big at the box office. I mean, it didn't hit as hard as Frozen.
Well, to be fair, that movie literally is a virus. So
yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to let it go.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
let it go.
Yeah, she's talking about a fart. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited for Age of Ultron. I mean, James Spader looked like that gave me chills. That trailer gave me chills. I'm just like, oh my gosh,
robots.
He's a robot.
There are no strings on me.
Yeah, that gave me chills. I'm oh my gosh.
How do you make Pinocchio more creepy?
One of my favorite.
Plus, I love him. Blacklist.
I sure do hope that Ultron doesn't turn into a donkey at any point, because that would be way too far.
There's no strings on me.
By the way, one of my favorite quotes of last year was when Jordan was like, "Okay, we get it, Disney, you own Marvel now."
Yeah. I rolled my eyes at the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when the Scottish engineer, real original there, guys, by the way, when the Scottish engineer busted out his seven flying drone scanner thingies, and they're all named after the dwarves.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously?
At least
I get it, Disney.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. At least you haven't slapped your head in frustration. Oh, you should really keep your name. I like Robin. I've never seen two people more line up in sync in a head smack than I saw Jordan and Brian that day.
I'm also excited for another Hugh Jackman with robots movie, but it's a robot.
What? Chappie.
Yeah, Chappie.
I am Chappie.
I saw
Chappie
that.
Looks interesting. It looks like it has promise. And it could be complete shit. It could be good.
Those
you don't know.
People from that South African band, right? I forget what the name of them is, but
yeah,
it's a Neil Blomkamp joint, right?
Yeah.
It's basically his follow up to what, District 9.
He made Elysium before that. But,
did he?
Yeah,
or in between the two. Yeah,
yeah. I'm hoping this one will be. You know, that last one will be bad, and this one will be good.
Yes.
All right. So that pretty much wraps up movies. Games.
Did he direct 9? I think he directed 9.
Yeah, he directed 9.
Okay.
I have it over there. You can check if you want.
Well, it's not that important.
It's just
there.
9. You know, it's like
it's over there and we're over here.
I'm also excited. I mean, I won't be there completely at MAGFest like I have to attend in the past. I mean, I'll show up for a day, but I'm excited for that glorious day.
If you're not there, you'll be there in spirit.
If I'm not there,
I'll be there.
We'll smell you.
Yeah,
they'll smell me. Wait, anytime you smell BO in the arcade room.
Think of me.
Yeah, I'll be lucky enough to get Friday off to go to that. There's no in hell I'm getting Monday off to go to
Yeah, that's...
What's the name of this? That's an odd choice.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But then again, Monday... Usually the last day, we're not even really doing anything. We're packing up and we're leaving.
Yeah. You know what one of the cool things is going on this year? They double booked with PAX South, because PAX South has its first year in down in San Antonio. So they're going to be live streaming that event, and MAGFest is going to be streamed to PAX South. So they're going to be able to watch us, and then they're going to have tournaments with PAX South guys, and at the end of the weekend, there will be one winner. It's between PAX South and MAGFest.
So that's
an interesting... MAGFest!
Go MAGFest!
MAGFest!
MAGFest for life.
That should be really awesome.
One last thing I want to talk about, this is good talking about 2015, what we're excited about, but I want to talk about this thread that came up the other day. For those who follow Oni Hartstein, she is the owner and proprietor of, she runs
Intervention and Regeneration
and,
Who.
And the new Regeneration Who convention. Well,
you want to ask her about sexy bacon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've asked.
That proved very fruitful for me, at least. Yeah.
So. We've asked, but I have to say this much. There was a very interesting thread that she started the other day. And it was, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but a few days ago, as of January 1st, Big Trouble in Little China was removed off of the Netflix Instant Stream.
No!
I know, right? She puts up a quote from the movie, right?
Yeah.
And, like, literally, less than an hour later, there are, like, 900 messages of people quoting this movie. I can guarantee you 5 of them are from me.
Nice.
There's even one where I'm doing the Chan Sing salute in a picture.
I'm sorry. But when you brought this up, the way you brought it up, I thought it was just going to be some political thing. And then all of a sudden, like, you're just like, Big Trouble Little China, bunch of quotes.
Like he brought it up.
This is boldly going nowhere, dude. We don't talk politics here. We talk boring shit. This is what we do.
I'm sorry, the way you said it, I feel like you just flipped it around.
We're going to talk about something right now. Big Trouble Little China. The fuck, Netflix?
I thought somebody had died or something.
I gotta admit, it's been a long time since I've seen that. I actually don't recall it being that quotable of a movie.
Oh, it is.
But I mean, granted, for me, Dune is the ultimate quotable movie. Dune is the baby got back of movies.
I mean, Dune is good. I would say I could probably quote... I mean, because here's the thing. I was really uncanny in that for most films I've seen, I could probably quote a line from. Like, if you're just to name a random film, and if I've seen it, I could probably quote a line from it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's accept your challenge. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. If you got one.
Tin Cup.
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
we should do a game where we do quotes and then you try to name the movie.
Ooh, take a shot if you lose. Take a shot if you can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would actually technically...
All right, okay, I'll go. You Can't Fight in Here, This is the War Room.
Dr. Strangelove.
All right, that was an easy one.
Okay.
I got one.
Okay, good.
I'm not just doing anything. I'm just trying to sit here, get me some goddamn sleep.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm gonna say Matchstick Men.
I'll do another one. Art's Got a Gun.
Fuck.
That's Corey Feldman in it.
Oh, I'm not
pulling any main characters.
I know it's Feldman, and Feldman's.
I'll pull the opposite of the main.
Okay.
Carrie Fisher.
Wait, and Corey Feldman's in it.
Stand by Me.
Tom Hanks, elite lead guy.
Man with One Red Shoe.
The Burbs.
Oh
shit.
Okay, so
this is why we don't play this game.
It's good.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
That's Cool Hand Luke.
Okay.
What's a good one? Okay. AM. Very, very AM. Oh, god damn.
Yeah. They don't get for the first five seconds.
I'll give you another one. Okay. We gotta make this fit into this Using nothing but that.
Oh, that's Apollo 13.
Yes. Very good.
An episode of Community.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. I think that's all we got time for, but that is actually a very interesting game, and I think we should develop it more. Because that seems like a definite game we just came up with.
I was like, hey, yeah, we should do this.
We should do that this weekend,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. All right. So, to all of those listening out there, enjoy your new year. And remember, if you haven't gotten what you wanted yet for Christmas, remember you can always go to Castwave Studios' Amazon page and buy.
Sell. Wait, no. Bye.
Yes. And so, gents, where can we find you on the World Wide Web? Jordan, starting with you.
Well, I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/thesynapse, where I am the Synapse, THESYNAPZE, home of my video review show, Geek Critique.
Okay.
I'm also on Twitter at The Synapse. Again, THESYNAPZE. Do it today.
Brian, you can check me out on Twitter at twitter.com/bmassin1987. And you can now check me out on Vine and look for The Orange Hat Man.
Word. John.
You can check me out on Twitter at Sean L. Holmes. And also, it's the same one on Vine, which I won't be doing as much as Brian, but maybe I should go back and
forth. You should totally do some Vines.
Do some Vine messages back and forth. I'm also on Snapchat at Dash Rendering.
So. Send him a picture of your penis.
Ah, he got it.
I got it. I just didn't think it was funny.
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell, but that was sarcastic laughter. Anyway.
Sure part, man. Come on.
I love that game. But, all right, so you can find me. I actually run the Castwave Studios Facebook page, so it's www.facebook.com/castwavestudios. I also run the BGN Twitter, which is at BGN Podcasts, plural. And if you have comments on the episode or you have suggestions of things you'd like to hear, you can send them on the website, which is www.castwavestudios.com.
And also on the episode page or where SoundCloud is.
Yes, we'll link
SoundCloud.com/castwave-studios.
Yes. So, for all of us here at Boldly Going Nowhere, we wish you the happiest of New Year's. And until next time, we're boldly going nowhere.
Enjoy your hoedown of holidays.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.